Lines to a world-famous poet who failed to complete a world-famous poem. Or, Come Clean, Mr. Guest, by Ogden Nash. Oft when I'm sitting without anything to read, waiting for a train in a depot, I torment myself with the poet's dictum that to make a house a home, living is what it takes a heapo. Now, I myself should very much enjoy making my house a home, but my brain keeps on a-going clickety-click, clickety-click, clickety-click. If Peter Piper picked a peck of heap of living, what kind of peck of heap of living would Peter Piper pick? Certainly a person doesn't need the brains of a Lincoln to know that there are many kinds of living, just as there are many kinds of dancing or hunting or fishing or eating or drinking. A philosophical poet should be specific as well as prolific. And I trust I'm not being offensive if I suggest that he should also be comprehensive. You may, if you like, verify my next statement by sending a stamped self-addressed envelope to either Dean Ing or Dean Gauss. But meanwhile, I ask you to believe it, that it takes a heap of other things besides a heap of living to make a home out of a house. To begin with, it takes a heap of paying. And you don't pay just the once, but again and again and again. Buying a stock is called speculate. Buying a house is called investing. But the value of the stock or of the house fluctuates up and down, generally down, just as an irresponsible destiny may destine. Something else that your house takes a heap of, whether the builder came from Sicily or Erin, is repairing. In addition to which, gentle reader, I am sorry to say you are little more than an imbecile or a cretin if you think it doesn't take a heap of heatin'. And unless you're spiritually allied to the little Dutch boy who went around inspecting dikes looking for leaks to put his thumb in, it takes a heap of plumbing. And if it's a house that you're hoping to spend not just today, but tomorrow in, it takes a heap of borrowing. In a word, McCushla, there's a scatter things that to make a house a home, it takes not only a heap or a peck, but at least a bushel of.